Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're here with a bonus live call-in show that we recorded on Sunday night, October 20th, 2019. We took your calls. We talked about first run Disney experience. What if you're not fully trained? What if you are worried that you're a little bit behind on your training? Should you still go through with that race? Hint, I say yes, it's going to be a good time. We also talk about the Christmas parties, the Halloween parties. We get a call about Pop Century or Coronado Springs, the pros and cons of those resorts, much more on today's show. Callers from all over the country, so we hope you enjoy it. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for your next Disney adventure, book with the Magic for Less Travel. You're going to have a concierge agent right there working for you, doing all the stuff you don't have time to do or don't want to do, but you can still do all the fun planning that you know and love. Drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back with you right away, and you'll be planning that next awesome Disney getaway. So check them out today and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast over at themagicforless.com. Please do use our Amazon affiliate link as well, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Anytime you do that online shopping, you still get all your Prime benefits. Costs you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So again, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the October 2019 Be Our Guest Podcast live show here recorded live on Sunday evening, October 20th, 2019. We are here going to take your phone calls for the next hour, and we appreciate you tuning in. If you're grabbing this show on the feed on Thursday, we're going to talk all things Disney. This is one of the shows where we can kind of get into the news, the topics of the day, and just what you want to talk about. And there's been a lot happening since we've had a call-in show, so I'm excited to see the direction this show goes in today for the next hour. So we're going to have a good time. So joining me, as always, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
You know, just having a lazy Sunday, which is kind of nice. Actually, it's been a really lazy weekend all weekend because it rained all day yesterday and it was cold and miserable. So we literally just went to brunch and then came back home and that was it. And then today we didn't do anything either. So it's been a lazy, lazy weekend. It's kind of been nice though. So
that's what the fall's made for though. I mean, I know you did something for your church. You went to like a fall festival, but we had a lazy weekend here as well.
Yeah. We were supposed to do a fall festival this weekend. We did a fall festival last weekend, and it was gorgeous last weekend. Unfortunately, the one we were supposed to do this weekend got rained out because it legit, I mean, poured the whole day. Thanks to what the tropical depression
what was that thing called?
Whatever it was. Yeah, that thing. It just rained all day. So it was cold and rainy and gross. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's right. That was kind of a weird one. Just came out of nowhere and it hit the, you know, Florida Panhandle.
A week before, I was looking at the forecast during the other weekend and I was like, oh, it's going to be gorgeous next weekend for the festival that we're supposed to go to. And then, bam, a week later, nope, not gorgeous, all rain, nothing. So kind of a bummer. That's okay.
All right. Well, hey, this isn't the Weather Channel, but what I do like talking weather, but I'm more than talking weather, and we're definitely not talking college football anymore. We did that before the show started. We'll pick it up maybe next Saturday after we beat Kentucky. That's the last time I'm going to call like a weak team on the podcast, because I did say something about Vanderbilt last week. Got it handed to us, so forget that. If you talk about football, I'm going to have to hang up on you tonight, even though hopefully Chris Childers is listening. So we're going to take your calls, 407-413-9395. That's 407, everybody's favorite area code. That's where Mickey lives. 407-413-9395. Let's get to our first caller of the night. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Scott in Tennessee. You got time for a Run Disney question?
We Absolutely. Do. We can't talk football. But we can't talk football. I know Tennessee's big SEC country, and you guys had a pretty strong performance last night against Bama, but we'll talk Run Disney. Let's do that.
Well, I think last time I wanted you to take my season tickets. I guess I'll keep them now.
you're turning the corner. You're turning the corner.
Hey, I've been walking. I'm walking a 12 to 13 minute mile for about 8 miles, but I'm jogging about a 15 to 16 minute mile. Couple questions. When you first did your first half marathon or marathon, do you remember your time when you finished? Is it worth doing the second question, is it worth doing the marathon if you're not going to have time to ride the rides and take pictures with Mickey Mouse or you won't finish? What are your thoughts on that? And just looking for a little motivation to keep going. We got about 2 months and for the half marathon, and my times aren't where they want to be. But does that matter? Is it go down there, have a good time, and just finish? Or do I need to maybe not do it and try to do it next year if I'm not going to have a chance to meet Mickey Mouse and ride the rides as you go through the parks?
Here's the thing with that. First of all, hang with us here because I want to have a little discussion. So I would definitely say do it, because these races are not for times or anything like that. They're 100% for fun. And even with that pace you're mentioning, you're going to have time to get your pictures taken throughout the race. You'll get to run down Main Street, which is awesome, half marathon or full marathon, whichever one you choose to do. And it's just one of those things that, as a Disney fan, you get to see Disney in such a different way. And then when you cross that finish line, you get an ultimate souvenir. You know, you get a medal that you can't buy. You have to earn it. You got to go 13-1 or 26-2, whatever you run. And you have that forever. But you will still have plenty of time. The good thing about Disney is that they're not geared towards the elite runners. They're geared towards the folks that are going down, kind of pushing themselves and maybe doing a first distance event, which, you know, that was mine. I used to not train, and, you know, it'd take me about 3.5 hours for a half marathon is what I think my first one was. And I did that for actually 3 or 4 different years, about 3.5 hours to finish, because I would struggle because I didn't train. But, you know, right. They're made for fun, and they're not going to start. I know, like in local races, if you're not fast enough, I've heard this from other people that, you know, if you're not in the front of the pack, or at least in the middle of the pack, they'll start to kind of shut stuff down. Like, you'll get to finish, but, like, you know, the high school band won't be there at mile 10 anymore. They packed up and went home, you know, because you're behind the pace. They don't do that at Disney. They stay out there full entertainment until the last runner, because they sweep, but it doesn't sound like you'll be in any danger to get swept. So, you know, they keep everything running. So I say, go. Ricky, you did a half. Give your thoughts real quick, because I know you're looking in here.
So the half that I did, I was in a position where I was able to take some of the fun pictures at first. So I did.
Are you there?
Oh, hello?
Ricky's here. Can you not hear Ricky?
No, I cannot hear. You guys have a great night. Thanks for all of the advice. And every morning we see your picture running, so I know a lot of people are out there trying to keep up with you. So thank you.
Hey, I'll race you in the morning. It's going to be raining, so I'll be at the Recplex. No, but I hope to see you down there at Marathon Weekend. It'd be great, so say hello.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, hope they can hear you, Ricky Allen. What's going on here?
Hello.
Oh, let's get the next call. They're rolling in from the 407.
Hello?
Hey, who's there?
Okay, I'm calling you back. What do you want?
What?
Who's this?
Oh.
I don't know who that was, but man, they were from 407. I don't know. Again, I think somebody got us last time like that.
I think they did, yeah.
Huh. I should call them back.
You should.
Anyway. So, Ricky, what do you say, though, to folks that are considering that first half marathon or full marathon? I say definitely do it, because it's geared towards that kind of person. Like
absolutely.
Me.
I mean, I'm glad that my first half marathon was a Disney marathon. And you're right. I mean, it can be like I definitely ran, or I got photos and stuff like that the first like few miles, like the first 7. And then once the second half hit, really, I started seeing the balloon ladies, I started panicking a little bit. So.
Kicks you in the butt, you get moving.
Yes, exactly. So you know, it was fine, and I did okay, and I finished, and that's all that matters. So I got to have the fun in the beginning of the race, and then at the end, I just kicked it in high gear. So, yeah.
And that's it. And the thing is, you know, I know, like I said, local races will start to shut stuff down if you're not towards the middle of the pack. They don't do that at Disney.
No, definitely not.
The thing that I've seen, because I've stayed till like the last runners cross the finish line, not every race, but some races I do, and they take care of those folks at the back of the pack, I think, more than the folks at the front of the pack, which I think, you know, a lot of times that's more of an accomplishment for those folks than the elite runner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
It's really cool to see that. Yeah. All right. 407-413-9395. We have the lines wide open. 407-413-9395. Unless you're calling to prank us, and then please don't.
Exactly.
But other than that, let's talk Disney. So Ricky, folks are asking about the 220 Space Restaurant. Any news? People are dying here. It's supposed to open in December.
I don't know. So that was like the original rumor, was that it was supposed to open in like December, that time frame. And man, it's gone pretty silent. So hopefully that December time frame is still in mind. But I don't think we're going to find out until they announce like the menu and all that, which usually, like I said, you know, they could announce it like a month before, or they could announce it like 2 days before. You know, with Disney, sometimes you never know, and it's just kind of like, hey, that's happening. So, you know, unfortunately, I don't have an answer. I do know that the restaurant is pretty well constructed, but you know, because of the technology that's involved with the restaurant and making it look like it's, you know, in space and stuff like that, it may push it back a little bit just because, you know, technology doesn't always go the way that you hope sometimes. So
true yeah. there. All right. We have our next caller on the line. I'm sure we'll be eating in space before you know it with some dehydrated ice cream. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's James from Minnesota. Hi, Ricky.
Hey, what's up, James?
It's a beautiful night of working. Life is good.
100%.
Yeah. So I just, last time I called in for the call-in show, I was telling you about my solo trip, and you said call back when I got back and give you a report. So
give us some. Lay it on us.
Yes.
All right. So about 4 weeks ago, I flew in and on, flew down on a Thursday, and I met a cast member that we met from a previous trip at Jock Lindsay's for drinks. So that was awesome. And then I stayed at Saratoga Springs, so it was nice walking distance. On Friday morning, I woke up and I rope dropped Animal Kingdom and then rode Flights of Passage, rope dropped Satouli Canteen, which was awesome, and then went to Hollywood Studios for that. Mm-hmm. And I went into Galaxy's Edge. I think I've watched too many YouTube videos and stuff before Galaxy's Edge, so it wasn't as amazing as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get to the buts in just a second. But and then I spent about 20 minutes in there because we were coming back in 2 weeks after that, so we could see it as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did the Brown Derby Lounge and. At noon and waited about half an hour for that to open. And when I was in line for the lounge, I was talking to these two other ladies and then we were all going to get separate tables. And then we were having so much fun talking Disney. We just all got one table together and had a blast. And
it's
it
like
was great.
A cruise. That's how it happens on cruises. Exactly.
It really is. It was great because some of the ladies were older and I was like the same age as their children, but that's besides the point. And so then went over to Epcot and spent the night there. And I was going to see Illuminations for the last time, but I went over to the Cruise Cup Lounge and had some of their prime rib sliders, which were absolutely fantastic.
That sounds so good. I love their burger there. It's just good. So good.
I saw that. I'm going to get it next time. It looked, I'm like, I'm coming back. So, but all in all, it was a great night or a great time. And then the next morning, then I woke up early and my flight was leaving at like 2 o'clock. So I did Hollywood Studios again. And then I went back to Galaxy's Edge and to see it in the morning. Like it was the best thing I've ever seen. And I was blown away and it was just, yeah, I can't say enough good things about it now. So now I can't wait to go back.
Awesome.
And that's always a sign of a good trip is that you just can't wait to go back and experience different things, some of the same things, you know, like I went to Galaxy's Edge and the thing with me, you know, when I went into Batu and got to experience it for just a couple days there back in September is that, you know, I enjoyed while I was there, but I've been reflecting on it since. And like, it makes me want to go back and just, I saw it at a very surface level. I wanted to do Smuggler's Run. I wanted to go into Oga's. I checked a bunch of boxes. But I want to actually go in there and spend a little bit more time, you know, and I'm excited. It's, you know, Rise of Skywalker. We can buy the tickets tomorrow night as we're recording. You know, it's almost getting ready to be crazy Star Wars season. So, yeah, I think it's a good sign. You're right. You're excited to go back.
Yeah. So then 2 weeks later, we went back as a family. We went in twice. And I went into Oga's. We built a droid and it's now the droid's a part of our family. So, yeah. And then did you use the Play Disney app while you're in Star Wars Land?
I didn't because I'm always on Twitter. I can't drag myself away from Instagram and Twitter.
There is so many cool things to do in the app and there's like missions you can go on and you can make stuff, you know, light up and make noises while you're there. And it's just a whole new experience. So,
and see, that's exactly the point I'm making though. I was just seeing things, but now you told me that. So another way to see the land. I'll have to do that.
Yeah. So cool. It's great, but we'll see you in Marathon Weekend. And, oh yeah, to all your listeners, now's a great time and always to book a cruise with Mike. We just did a couple weeks ago, and we can't wait. And so everyone listening, book a cruise with Mike.
Absolutely. So. My wife and daughters, thank you for that plug. And, you know, the only thing better is if I could cruise with you. I'd like to book them, but if you could just, like, add me to a stateroom, I would gladly cruise. I love cruising.
I've always thought about next time we get a DVC contract is just put your name on it so you get the benefit.
Yeah, I'm talking about that right there.
Right? So we'll use the points and you get the
Ricky, you're gonna have to, Ricky's gonna have to say welcome home to me and all the time because I'm gonna be a DVC member apparently. Well, hey, thanks a lot, buddy, and I'll talk to you soon. Right. Have a good night. Thanks.
All right, good night.
That's so funny.
That is funny.
I'm almost DVC. Look at that. I may take one phone call and I'm almost on a cruise and DVC in it.
Oh my God.
The DVC life. Is Mike going to run the 2020 Princess Half? To be determined.
Got it.
My birthday's coming again.
Oh, there
you go. That's what I got last year for my birthday. And I'm dropping hints.
Got it. Good for you.
Please
good
don't sell out before November 27th. So I keep telling myself 407-413-9395. We had some calls coming in during that one, so give us a call back. Phone lines are open, 407-413-9395. Many trip reports like that. We could talk about the news. Ricky, Bob's asking, what's up with the Yak and Yeti and Spice Road table not being on the dining plan? Is this just one of those things they have to be renewed or something?
Yeah, I suspect. So restaurants that are not owned by Disney do not automatically
I'm calling you back. What do you want?
Oh, not again.
He's calling from a different area code. Hey, we want to talk.
Playing games. You keep putting your phone number on my front door, so I'm finally calling it. What do you?
I don't think I'm putting it on his front door.
I'm pretty sure you have not. No.
Oh, this is fun. I love this. All right, hey, who's joining us this time?
Hi. This is Vanessa from Westminster, Colorado.
Hey, Vanessa, how you doing?
Good. Oh my God, I'm so thankful that you answered. I've never been to Disney World. I've only ever been to Disneyland. So I've been listening to your podcast nonstop and planning for an upcoming trip in May 2020 with my family.
Oh, that's so awesome. And I'm also just glad that you're not like going to threaten to kill me like the last two callers. So I don't know.
No. I appreciate your advice and help so much. I'm a total Disney World novice. So,
but you have the Disneyland experience, so you're not really a novice. You're just, you're like leveling up, I guess you could say.
Right. There you go. I like
that. Yes. Yeah, so I love Disneyland. And in fact, I've always been really intimidated by Disney World. I kind of was like just a Disneyland purist, you could say. And but I'm really excited to have finally kind of gotten over that. And my family was planning I'm one of seven kids. So it's me and all of my siblings, my parents and our kids. So it's 13 adults and 6 children all going in May 2020. And they're all expecting me to plan it all because I'm the one who usually plans these things. So I need some help.
Well, first of all, you're going to need to quit your job and because this will consume your life. I joke because I do it for a living and it does consume my life, but that's because it's my livelihood. But no, when you're doing a group thing like this, first of all, you got to take a deep breath because you are juggling so many people's expectations and, because everybody's invested in these trips are, they're not cheap. Everybody's got a huge investment in this and they're going to want to make sure that, your brother might want to see Small World with his youngest daughter. And then, your sister may want to do, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train with the 10-year-old. It's so crazy, but you just got to, just ask questions and kind of just go with it. And remember, everything's flexible and everything's fluid. Even if you make dining reservations, they're not set in stone. You can change those even day of. I think people worry about trying to come up with the perfect plan. There is no perfect plan. That's what I'll tell you initially. So there's so many options. It's so hard and you're going to get stressed out. But just know it's going to be fine. Everybody have a good time in the end. And it's not going to go perfect either. So that's just what I've learned over the years. But you're going to have the best time when you're with family.
Well, and I've kind of already, after listening to you guys talk to a lot of people, I've definitely taken that to heart. But I'm like, you know what? We're just going to enjoy it. I can't get overly stressed out. I'm going to plan as much as I possibly can, but also not try to control everything. And like you said, I'm going to try to like ask everyone. I've already started kind of asking and telling people about different things to kind of see, okay, what's really important to you? Because we're not going to be able to do every single thing. I mean, we're going to be there for a week, but there's so much. And I mean, especially coming from Disneyland background, we would do the entire park in one day. It's doable to do Disneyland. I mean, at least just Disneyland in one day. And that's kind of the way my family's always done it. But with Disney World, that's not really possible. So you have to kind of, we have to just kind of decide what we're going to do. So I think we're most likely going to do, well, we'll see, 3 out of the 4 parks. Maybe we'll do 4. I don't know. We have to see. So I'm still kind of deciding. That's the biggest thing I still need to figure out, is if we were only going to do 3, because some of my family wants to also do Universal. So having with that in the mix, I don't know if we'll end up doing all 4. So I don't know if you have any advice on that, or if you have any advice on the Fast Pass situation when you're with so many people. I've kind of already kind of resigned that we're not going to be able to like Fast Pass everything together. We might just have to break up into smaller groups. But if you have any other thoughts on that, I'd love your advice.
I'm going to throw this to Ricky, because Ricky's got some good thoughts here. But I want to echo what Eric has said in our live chat here on Facebook as a recording. And this is the best advice, because I've gone with large groups. We did Food and Wine 1 year as a podcast group, where we're like 120 of us trying to go around and snack around World Showcase when it was one of the busiest days of the year. And it was fun, but it was just impossible, because if, you know, we were losing people, and it was just, it's so hard to keep a group together. And he says, you know, and this is so true, schedule meals. Make sure you get together for like lunch, maybe a breakfast, dinner. You have those set so that you're all eating as a meal, but don't feel bad to like, if one person wants to go over to Universal, or two families go to Universal that day for the morning, and then you meet up late afternoon back at the hotel, then everybody goes to dinner and sees fireworks at a show, to, you know, to park together. Don't be afraid to break up, because it is so hard to keep people together. But Ricky, what would you offer initially with this larger group and all the dynamics?
Yeah, that's definitely a big thing, is, you know, even when we have our groups, you know, and we're together, you know, with our families, you know, we don't hang out with each other all day, every day, because I would probably kill you, Mike. So, it's just like, I know how that is. But as far as getting fast passes and things like that, a lot of people will get passes for attractions like that everybody can do as a group. Mm-hmm. And that oftentimes works out very well. So that's something that you can consider. It makes it a little harder, because you're not going to get fast passes for maybe like the headliners, but you know, it depends on heights of everybody in the party. But you know, for getting the fast passes, I think that that's a really good option as well. You know, definitely make sure you have ADRs. I think that's going to be key.
Yes.
As far as parks and getting to do maybe 3 of the 4, the other option you could potentially do is get a park hopper and maybe split up, you know, like Hollywood Studios and Epcot, or Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom, or, you know, something along those lines. That way you can kind of get a taste of those parks. And then, you know, that way next time you'll be able to come back and really see the parks.
And I would totally say do all 4 parks, because you're not going to want to go down there for the first time and not like to leave one of them out. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that they're so unique. And I used to not go to Animal Kingdom very much, but there's so much there now that I think, you know, really, you don't have to stay there from park opening till park close, but I think you're going to want to experience all 4, because what's going to happen, you're going to get in your hotel room, they're going to put the Stacy show on, they're going to tell you about the top, you know, 7 things to do, which turns into 77, and you're going to be like, oh man, we should, you know, we need to go to Animal Kingdom, we need to do Flight of Passage or Na'vi River Journey or Everest, or, you know, see Festival of Lion King, Finding Nemo the Musical. There's so much to do, and I think that, you know, you'll want to go to all 4 parks. That's what I would say.
Especially as a Disneyland person.
Well, and I appreciate that, because I think sometimes, again, just coming from more of a Disneyland background, I also need to just, I'm trying to approach it after hearing you guys talk for so many episodes. I'm trying to approach it like, this is not going to be my only trip ever. Maybe we will end up going all 4 parks, and if we probably won't get to do everything.
No.
And that'll just be, no. I'll already be the one who's immediately planning another trip. I don't know if it's going to happen definitely not happening in 2020, because that's our family trip, but I'm definitely already thinking about Disney World Marathon maybe in a couple years. I like to run, so I'm already thinking, oh, maybe I'll just do a trip by myself to then go enjoy everything I didn't get to do the first time. So we'll see, but I just appreciate all this advice, and I think the fast pass suggestion is a great one, and trying to maybe plan times to meet up and not necessarily feeling so
all
that pressure to kind of go to every ride together, because that's just not going to happen.
You can't. So. And if you know that going in, it's such a relief, because the thing is, people find this out on the fly, but then they lose 2 or 3 days of the trip. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you're like, it's so hard. Like, if you know going in, you just tell everybody, look, this is a family trip. We're going to make some memories together, but we're also going to kind of break up and do our own thing, because everybody's got their own expectations. And you'll just doing that, just having a mindset like that, it's going to be so much easier.
Yeah.
And I'll also sign you up for the Dopey. I'll sign you up for the Dopey Challenge 2021. So you're in.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I don't know if I could do that. We'll see. I might have to build up to it, but Well, thank you, Mike and Ricky and Pam, too, even though she's not on tonight. I just love the show. My kids and I listen to it all the time, and we just have learned so much. So
hey,
thanks for turning me from a Disneyland purist to being open and excited about Disney World.
I love
not overwhelmed.
That. I love that. So. Thank you so much for the kind words and listening. And shout out to the kids. We appreciate them listening, too.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Well, thanks. And thanks for taking my call.
All right. You have a good night. Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye. Gotta love calls like that, Ricky.
Oh, that's much better than the call we had before.
I think Bob figured it out. It's Matt Parrish.
Yeah, except for I talked to Matt today. So look for a new episode of 3028 featuring me coming up soon. So
that'll be awesome.
3028. Oh my gosh.
It's One Way Radio, right?
Yeah, I'm on One Way, not 3028. Yeah, I was listening to 3028. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Eric's asking, is Hollywood Studios still a half day park? No way. I say no.
No, I mean, it depends. Let's put it this way. It depends on what you want to do as well. Like, if the shows are not your thing, potentially it could be. But, you know, if you definitely are open to shows and like seeing them, then definitely not. So.
All right. We've got another call coming in. Hey, who's joining us this time?
Hey, Mike and Ricky. It's Will from Buffalo.
Oh,
hey,
thank
Will.
God.
I know. Every time I answer the phone, I'm sweating bullets now.
No, I'm not going to try to harass you guys or ask you for money.
Because you
kind of
had the same voice. I was getting ready to push the button there because I don't have a delay. I need to get the 7-second delay thing. We're just a podcast.
I'm like, because I joined in a little bit late and I heard like the tail end of the call and I was like, what is going on?
He's
going to
say
right
a bad
now?
Word. What's going on?
Oh, jeez. So we just came back from a trip at the end of September. And now we're in kind of like the got to get back to Disney as soon as possible and trying to use Disney math. And we're kind of opposite of the last caller. We've only gone to Disney World before. And we're starting to explore the options of trying to get out to Disneyland. And so we're weighing if like, I guess roughly we're the same price. If you could do, say, like 4 or 5 days in Disneyland or Disney World, I guess which way would you go and would that be enough time to do Disneyland? Because I'm, besides social media, I'm a complete novice with Disneyland.
This one's gonna have to be Ricky because I've had that question for my entire life and I've always picked World. So, but I'm gonna get out the way.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Ricky.
Yeah.
You know what? If you have not been out to Disneyland, I absolutely suggest going to Disneyland. You know, and I think that.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you not hear Ricky?
I don't hear Ricky.
That's so weird because the last caller heard Ricky.
That's so bizarre. He can't hear me?
I guess not.
Oh.
So you can't hear Ricky. All right. Well, she'll answer it here on the podcast. So just check it out on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Eric, just give your thoughts. I don't know what's going on. Because, I mean, if one caller can hear, everybody should be able to hear. That's so bizarre.
Yeah, that's so bizarre. Okay. So anyway, if basically what I was going to say is if you haven't been to Disneyland before, you should absolutely consider going to Disneyland. Now, Disneyland is a little bit smaller, obviously. So 4 to 5 days is probably a lot. But you could also see a few things that are in the kind of California area. You really need about 3 days or so for Disneyland proper. And if you have a good touring plan, you can usually get through it pretty easily that way. But, you know, I think that going to Disneyland is an absolute must. I think you have to go to Disneyland. It's, you know, just to see the park that Walt, you know, built. You know, you really need to get there for that reason. And that reason alone, it's as a Disney fanatic, it's so amazing to see the park. Is it different? Of course it's different. But
it's better in so many ways. I still got to get out there.
Mike, I'm telling you, maybe next year I might be going.
I
Come on, we can
to
go together. Can
you
imagine the two of us together at Disneyland? It
That'd
would
be crazy.
Insane. Yes. So anyway, but it's there's just something so special about going out to Disneyland. And I know that it's really hard to say that, you know, oh, I get to go to Disney World again. You know, I really want to go to Disney World again, but you're not going to regret going to Disneyland. With so many similarities, with so many differences, it's a completely different animal, but it also feels so familiar. So that's kind of the nice part about it. So,
right,
yeah.
Make him fixes here on the fly. We'll see if this fixes it for you.
All right. That's weird.
That is weird.
I don't know. What'd you do? How'd you break it, Mike?
Because I think the caller from Colorado heard you.
Oh, so, yeah, I
Vanessa.
Thought so. But they
maybe she's a super flight and just didn't tell us.
Maybe. It could be.
I haven't changed anything. So there's a lot of good questions coming through the live chat. So let's get to this till we get our next caller. And what do you say for a family, first time cruising, 3 boys, 9, 6, 5, getting off the boat in the Bahamas at Nassau? I say no, because those kids could tear up the aqueduct and, you know, do stuff like midship detective agency, and the ship won't be as full. Just Nassau, unless you're going to, like, you have an excursion at Paradise Island or like the Dolphins or Atlantis, the little water, well, not the little water park, it's a decent sized water park and it's expensive. But unless you're doing something like that, I would not go to Nassau and just kind of wander.
I definitely wouldn't wander around Nassau. I would, if you're going to have an excursion, I would have an excursion, or I would stay on the ship. I think that that's kind of the best option for Nassau, is either have a specific excursion in mind or, you know, stay on the ship. Yeah, I think that's a good choice.
All right. Also, somebody was asking, I think it was Alan, how are the food and drink options for the Flower and Garden Festival compared to the other festivals thinking of going next March? And you can give us a call, 407-413-9395, and you may blow up my computer when you call in, but we'll find out.
Yeah. So the Flower and Garden Festival, I like it a lot. The food options are a little lighter, and they also rely more on like fruits and vegetables, because it's a festival that, you know, is heavily on flower and garden. So it's a little bit healthier of a festival. I mean, if you really want to say, it's not as heavy. You don't feel, you know, like sometimes when you're doing food and wine, you feel really like, ugh.
It's also that time of year, though. You feel like in the spring, you feel like fresher. Like in the fall, you're like, you're eating like meat. Like, give me the ribs.
Exactly. I'd like, give me the steak.
Like right now, I've seen all day's McRib commercials. It's McRib season, people. It's food and wine right there.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, I like Flower and Garden for the food. I think the food is really, really good at Flower and Garden. So.
All right, let's get to another question in the live chat. We're waiting for our next call, 407-413-9395. Your chance to blow up my MacBook Air and see what happens. Because I switched the cords. We'll see if that helps. I don't know, because I never changed anything. But I do like the idea, though. Somebody was mentioning, though, she called it, let's see where it was. Speaking of that large group traveling, I think it was Tanya. She said freestyle day. I like that. You know, when you have a larger group, have a freestyle day. Like, okay, you know, day four, we're going to have all been together for a while. This is freestyle day. Everybody do their own thing. Day four, you make your own plans. You go here. Just everybody does their own thing. I think it'd be good. I'd look forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd look forward to getting away from my family. Not my like immediate family. I'm talking like my Rallman family, like my parents and stuff.
Got it. Your podcast family, you want to get
yes,
rid of us.
Yes, absolutely. So somebody else was asking earlier too about a good place to watch a football game. They're going to be in Epcot that day. Got to go to ESPN Club.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, though, you have to get there super early if you want to get in, like for big events, like OSU. It was an OSU game. If you're going to do that, I think it was even OSU Wisconsin. Yeah, it was. Michelle's asking. That game is going to have a huge following. It would have had a bigger one if Wisconsin wouldn't have choked Illinois. But it's still going to have a lot of Ohio State fans there, and Buckeye and Badger fans. So get there early. But I can tell you what, I've watched World Cup soccer in there when it was going on, and it was a nut house. Like, I'm not even a soccer fan, and it was crazy. People were dying from other countries over the match because of one of the United States. I've seen other sporting events in there, and it's such a cool atmosphere. So, and you're from Epcot, right out the International Gateway, and you're right there. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Oh, let's see if this works. Oh my gosh, crossing my fingers.
Oh no.
Neither one of us will probably hear the call now. Hey, who's joining us? Told you.
Yeah, you broke it.
All right, give us a call back. We're going to flip the wires and go back and light the tires.
What? I have never heard that saying right in my life.
You've never seen Top Gun? I think we talked about that.
No, we did talk about that. Yes, I've never seen Top Gun. Okay, that explains a lot. So I've never, ever, ever seen Top Gun. My bad. And Amy wants to know, if fast passes did not exist, how long I'd wait for favorite attractions like Slinky Dog or Flight of Passage. I'm a little spoiled. I would say about 45 minutes. I don't usually like to wait for attractions for very long. 45 minutes is kind of my max. Sometimes I'll do 60, but I wouldn't do more than that. Now, I have done more than that with Hagrid's Magical Creature Motorbike Adventure over at that other place that Mike doesn't like talking about. And now I've waited an hour and a half for that attraction twice now. That one was...
Hello?
Hey, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, it's Melissa from Indiana.
Hey, Melissa. Thanks for calling in.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, excited to talk to you guys. I was actually dialing a wrong number earlier when I was trying to call. called it like three times.
Like, where's Mike and Ricky? Who's Mike and Ricky? I'm trying to prank them back.
Well, and it kept going to like, automated voicemail. So I don't know if somebody thinks I'm stalking them, I guess.
We're having all kinds of issues tonight. Boy, this is what's fun when you're live. I got to love it. Oh, well. So what's going on?
Yep. Well, we just got that. Well, I guess it wasn't just got back. We were in, at Disney World, end of September, the 23rd to the 28th. We left the day before the Skyliner started. Heartbreaking because we were staying at Caribbean Beach.
Yeah.
But we got to watch it go by, and my 10-year-old son was so sweet. He said, "Mommy, it just gives us another reason to come back again. It gives us something to look forward to."
Oh, you raised that kid right.
Definitely.
That's perfect.
I know. So chances are my husband and I might get back for an anniversary trip before the kids get back. But it will happen eventually.
Look at the bright side.
But it was a fantastic trip. I wanted to just tell you, you know, you guys talk so much about, Mike, you talk so much about, you know, it's those little moments that you don't plan that just make the trip, like, the best. And really that's what, I mean, you plan and plan and plan. And I planned for, like, 9 months the day that free dining dropped. I was planning back in January for my September trip. And planning, and it's, you know, so much fun for many of us to plan it, but then it's the moments that you don't plan for that are really the best.
give us an example of one of those. I love hearing these stories.
Sure,
these are my favorite.
So our very first day we're there and we're at Epcot. Now we have four children and they, so the youngest is a little girl, Ellie. She just turned three today, actually. So this was our trip for her, you know, before three so that we could get her in. And, you know, you got it. I mean, and, you know, in another year or two, I'm going to have like three adult children, Disney adults. So we had to get a trip in with four kids with more of them as children and one of them free. Anyway, so she's two, you know, when we were there. And the other kids are 7, 10, and 12. So I've got, my husband's on one ride because we have to do a lot of splitting up, right? So my husband's on Soarin at Epcot with one of my kids, one of the boys, and we're doing the rider switch thing. So I've got two of the other boys and Eliana. And we got a popcorn bucket, but she insisted that this popcorn bucket was hers. And so she full out was not about to share that popcorn bucket, but she like had full out meltdown in, you know, over by Figment. She's like screaming and I'm trying to like, I mean, I don't want to share this popcorn. She was not sharing that popcorn with anyone. And she was like, there was nothing that was going to calm her down. And we were just, my other two boys were so embarrassed and we're just, you know, trying to hold it together. And I finally, okay, we take a little walk over down by, there's kind of like this little area over on the side of Figment. You know, you kind of turn to the right to Figment and it's just like off the beaten path a little bit. So we go over there and I calm her down and I am just like sweating bullets by now, you know, because I'm embarrassed, you know, and I'm just, you know, mortified and she's freaking out. My husband's not with me. And so she finally calms down and, you know, I turn around and as soon as I turn around with her, Belle is standing, like walking out from like backstage or something. She just walks right out and looks over at us and says hello to my daughter. And I mean, like she ends up being the first person in line to get a picture with Belle and just makes her day. I think it made Mom's day because this is one of the first princesses the first princess she saw there. She's two. And it was just it totally took that meltdown moment that was horrific and made it, I mean, she took her time with her. She was so gentle with her. You know how they get down on their knees with the little girls. I mean, it was, I mean, it could not have been planned out. There's nothing that could have planned that, and it was perfect.
Oh, you know, here's how I see this going, though. In my demented world, I see, like, backstage, I hear, we have a meltdown going on over by Figment. We need Belle, Belle, right away. Belle, we need, where's Belle? Belle, okay, go take care of that kid.
Yes.
We have a 10-8.
Over by Figment, get her over there, stat.
bring souvenirs and anything it takes to get this kid under control, please. Save the mom, please.
Oh my gosh. And those pictures from that moment, like, there is nothing that I can, like, the emotion that is a part of it. Like, they're just so perfect. But besides that, just like the little things, like, you know, because we were there at the end of September, and we've got, you have the advantage of doing the rider switch. So some of our older kids did get to ride rides a couple of times because of that, like ride some of the headliners, like back to back, because we have the rider switch with FastPass. But, I mean, letting the boys be able to ride on like Rock and Roller Coaster 3 times in a row, go ahead. Yeah, like it worked, and there's hardly any line. Yes, do it. I mean, just getting to ride on Space Mountain 3 times, like all of these, it was just seeing their faces. It's just, you know, they're so excited. And to be able to not have to say, well, we have to wait in a line for another hour and a half for that. No, honey, I can't, yep. We can't do, you know, just it that was just perfect. We did Space Mountain in the pitch black at the Halloween party. Oh, it was so, cool, wasn't it? So intense.
That's awesome. You know, and speaking to your story though, Phil, my buddy in the live chat here, put the best comment ever. He's exactly saying what you're saying. He says, plan the living daylights out of your trip and be prepared to ride the escalator for an hour. That's exactly how it goes when you're a parent. That's exactly
right.
It.
Yes, exactly right. But we have to, it's like you have to plan it, but then you have to be willing to, okay, you know, they're liking this. You know, we need to make sure we get back to, you know, my kids love the pool. So yep. It's like, guys, you know, either we get back to Galaxy's Edge to look at it again, or we're going to go swimming. Which one do you want? And let's go swimming. Okay, yeah, exactly. So that's what we're going to do. Okay.
And the thing is, you got to roll with that. You can't say that that's like the wrong choice. Like, I think and that's I'm guilty of that, because like everybody's going to Galaxy's Edge. Like, that's the thing we're supposed to get out of this trip. It's new. We got to ride the Skyliner. You know, it was opening a couple days after you're there. But, you know, if kids want to swim, the kids ain't going to be happy in Batu. They're going to be wanting to be in that pool. It's so true.
It's true. And I mean, even just being able to say, you know, we're not, man, if it were up to me, I would have been up at like the crack of like 5 o'clock over at, you know, extra magic hours at every park. But we had to go just a little bit later, and it worked for us. Like we were there by, what time did they open at 6? We got there by 7. I mean, like we just had to take things just a little bit slower because, like, okay, I do have kids with me. We do have 4 children. We can't just run them or they're going to melt down, and that's not what it's about. You know, it's about having fun and enjoying the moments. But yeah, I mean, it was so fun to be there. It was still dark when we got there. It was just before 7. Maybe it was like 6:45 when we got there. And it was so much fun to be there, like in the dark, you know, in the morning. Mm-hmm. That was really cool. So there was, I mean, we did the Halloween party for the first time. They had a blast. It was so much fun. Our meals were amazing. My daughter got her first haircut at Harmony Barbershop. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. I can't say enough. Heather, you know, was the stylist there. I can't say enough, because under 3, they're not allowed. They can't do Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique yet. But it was the perfect thing for her, and it was just, it was so much fun. And so much fun.
And
good memories.
And it saved you like $100.
Yeah, true.
Oh my gosh, it was. I think that has got to be like the most inexpensive thing. It is, okay, it's $25, and they get a hat.
We know.
They
don't say that.
Hat.
Don't.
This is my friend. I mean, that hat itself is like $18, isn't it?
Don't say that out loud, though, because, they listen. And see, you know, you're exactly right, but we can't say that out loud. It's as cheap as Great Clips right now, but we don't want to say that.
Right. And they got, they pixie dust them, and they pixie dust all the boys, too. I mean, they don't call it pixie dust for boys. They pirate something.
Pirate poop.
But, like, they'll put pirate sugar.
I don't know what it is.
And everybody got... We had it all over. It was fun. And it was, I mean, I have the most beautiful pictures of that. I mean, that was definitely a memory, you know. And Pam would be very proud because we did the dessert party at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, so
I know
good.
She likes those dessert parties.
They're even better when Pam Forrester's paying.
You know, and with four kids, it was so relaxing to do the dessert party. And we did the after fireworks. I mean, the kids were wiped out by the time we got to the desserts, but they ate a ton anyway. I have a picture of one of the kids asleep at the table. But, I mean, it was so nice to just sit and relax and watch the fireworks and not have to scope out a seat. Now, when my husband and I just go, it's fine. We can, you know, the two of us. But we splurged. Mom surprised. I saved up, you know, secret money, and I splurged. And I didn't even tell my husband about that one. So that was fun.
I love that stuff. Well, hey, thanks for calling in and sharing these, because everybody's eating this up, and it's great on the feed on Thursday, and it's great here on a Sunday night. And we'll talk to you next time we do a live show. Make sure you call back in.
Thanks. Thanks for all you guys do, for all your tips. It's so much fun to listen. Love it.
Thank you. We appreciate it so much. You have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good night.
You too.
Bye.
That's what it's all about, though, really. I mean, you cannot force the issue. If you do, you lose. And Phil's given all the great reasons in the chat.
Yes.
Okay, we had a couple good questions I want to get to real quick before we run out of time here at the top of the hour. We have about 14 minutes. You can give us a call if you want. 407-413-9395. Anna's got a good question. Are they selling those season passes for the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party like they did for the Halloween party for the locals?
So they haven't announced anything yet. They didn't announce the not so scary one until like after the first party. So I suspect if they're going to be offering it, it will get either announced soon or after the first party, or they're not doing it. So no real idea on whether that's something they'll be offering this year, but I think it's been a success for the Halloween party. So
I was going to ask, what do you think about that?
What do I think about?
I mean, if you're going to go to three Halloween parties, it's steal. And if like, say you could go like seven or eight, I mean, you're making out like a bandit.
Absolutely. If you're a local and you don't have this and you plan on, you know, just, I would have bought it. Like seriously, if I was a local, I absolutely would have bought that.
Because Halloween's like a big thing for a lot of people.
Yes. I mean, Christmas is too. Let's not.
Yeah, but think of the candy you could get. All right. We have our next caller. Just think of the candy. Oh, my gosh. If you go like the eight parties, you'd gain 20 pounds. Hey, who's joining us? We have our next caller.
Hey, Mike. It's Felicia from Wisconsin.
Hey, sorry about the Badgers.
yeah. Bad weekend.
Packers won. Go ahead. So how's it going? What do you want to talk about?
Did we lose her?
I think we have a bad cell connection. Hello?
Oh, yep. I don't know. I'm there now. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. You're good.
Okay. Just a quick question. We're going to Disney World the week before Christmas, and I actually have two reservations, one for Pop Century and one for Coronado Springs. We have free dining with both of them. We've stayed at Pop before, but we're trying to decide which one we should keep. The Pop Century one seems really appealing with the Skyliner, but we've never stayed at Coronado, so.
Oh, you're killing me with this question. There's no right answer.
It's killing us. I did make my fast passes the other day, though, and I believe they are attached to my Coronado reservation. Because when I called the night before, they said, I believe they told me that that's the ones they would attach to. So that's another part of kind of the element is we already made our fast passes based on that reservation.
Well, you know, that won't matter. As long as you have an active reservation on your My Disney Experience account, you'll be okay. So you don't.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah, that won't matter.
That was a question too. I was like, yep. Are we going to lose them or not? Okay.
Because
okay.
I have a lot of guests who will end up like initially booking a room only reservation and then they'll want to add dining. So what we have to do is cancel the room only and book as a ticketless package with dining. So basically, we're canceling one reservation, adding a new reservation, but they don't lose their fast passes. So you're fine. But oh god, Coronado, and so you've stayed at Pop before though, but not Coronado.
We did a split stay last December where actually I did a show with you about it. We stayed at Art of Animation the first half and then Pop Century the second. And we stayed at the cabins before a few years ago. But we've never stayed at Coronado. So that's why the difference in the price is about $300. So we thought we'd try it.
Man. Okay. So
my son really loves Pop.
I love Pop too, but Coronado has a lot going. So here's my question. Okay, here's the question. I think this is the question I'll solve in Honest Rookie. Are you going to be at the resort quite a bit? Because if you are, Coronado for sure. But if you're just, if you're going to use the resort to like sleep, shower, and you're going to be going to the parks a lot and you need quick access to the studios, Epcot, you know, good bus service, Pop Century.
Well,
so it depends if you're going to be there.
We are hopefully going to have a little bit of downtime on this trip. Normally we go, but this is our third Disney World trip in about 2.5 years. So and we obviously will go back. So I said we should probably have some downtime. And I think later in the week, because we're going December 16th to the 22nd. So I think as the week progresses, the parks are just going to get busier and busier. True. So we're probably going to want to spend some time at the resort. I know there's a lot better or a lot of restaurant options at Coronado too. And we did upgrade our dining from the quick service to the Disney dining. So we have the table service credits, which is something we haven't done before. So that's why I think we're going to do Coronado, but my son just loved Pop Century and then the Skyliners. And I was like, well, we can still ride them.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
We won't be going to the, but when I heard how fast you got from Fantasmic to your room on, I was like, oh my gosh, did I make the worst choice ever?
No, because the thing is, like, whatever you pick, stick with it, and you're fine, because you're making a good choice. Don't regret whatever.
Right.
I would say Coronado for what you're describing, because here's the thing. Your son or, you know, the kids are going to really enjoy the dig site pool. It's way better than Pop Century. If they like Pop Century, while there's not the, like, kid-friendly theming, the pool's awesome. It's got a great slide.
Yeah,
it's so much fun.
I only have one son, and he's 13. Mom goes with us, too. So, and she's, you know, older.
Hey.
She won't like it that I said that.
Grandma goes down the Jaguar slide, too. I'm just saying. Let's do it.
That's right. Well, yes, so, okay. Well, I think we'll do Coronado. That was the plan. I also think it's kind of neat to stay at other places, too.
Yes.
Just see them and check them out.
And
so.
You got to promise me you're going to have a meal at Maya Grill with that dining plan.
I was just listening to another podcast today that you had done with, I think, touring plans, and you were raving about Maya Grill on that one.
Heck yeah, fajitas
so
for all.
Like, so I'll have to check it out.
All right, well, you have a good time. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Now you got me excited to go back to Coronado.
Yes. Yeah, all right. You guys have a good night.
You
thanks.
Too. Talk to you later.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye. Yep.
All right. Yeah. I mean, really, not a bad choice there, Ricky. I'd go Coronado for $300. I mean,
yeah,
it's nice.
I think for $300, and like you said, to try a different resort is key there. You know, I mean, it's so easy to fall into the trap of going back to the one that you love, and for right reason. I mean, you don't get down to the resort that often, but if you have the opportunity to try a different one for an extra $300, I mean, I would absolutely try it. So.
And Heather's got kind of the same question. She's from St. Louis here in the live chat. Says just got upgraded from Movies to Coronado Springs. Where are the preferred rooms at Coronado? Where do you recommend to eat? And where's a good place to just sit, chill, play board games, enjoy the time with family? Thanks, Heather. So I would say around the pool is a great place to chill if the weather's nice. They got lots of tables and chairs, and there's a bar there they have lots of drinks, and they also have some hot appetizers like, what are they called? They're Mexican.
Tapas?
Empanadas. They're so good. Like cheese empanadas. They're so good. The pool's there, the slide, all that stuff. That'd be a good place to hang. Maya Grill is a good place to eat, but you also have Three Bridges. You also have, what's the new restaurant? Toledo?
Yeah.
And you got the old Pepper Market, which is now El Mercado del Coronado. So, yeah, lots of places. And the preferred rooms is going to be the closest rooms to the main building.
Yes. Yes. I would think so.
Preferred location.
Grandestino? Would that be considered, preferred
rooms?
No,
the tower is its own category. Preferred rooms are non-tower, but closest to the main building.
Okay. All right.
So you're talking usually like the casitas, the closer, like the buildings that are closest in the casitas, and I think the cabanas.
Got it.
Mostly casitas, though.
Got it.
Off the top of my head. Let's see here. We had another question, though. I'm trying to get to all these questions, folks that are asking in the live chat. I want to make sure we don't miss those before we close out. Lindsay says, going to the very last Halloween party on November 1st. Think it's busy. I've always wondered that. Like, how busy is that party that's like the last one, but it's like after the holiday? Like, it's November. It's Christmas now.
It definitely varies. It's hard. I haven't been to a Halloween party on the day after Halloween. I have been to, again, Halloween Horror Nights after Halloween. And I've seen it both ways, actually. I've seen it be almost dead, and I've seen it be incredibly packed. So it just kind of depends. I haven't heard that that party is sold out yet, so that's good news. The Halloween night is sold out.
Yep.
So, hopefully, that means that it will be okay, because most people are, they were going to the party before, the night before. I will say, though, that, like, I went to a sold-out party, okay? So the party that I went to was definitely sold out. And honestly, it wasn't that bad. Like, it, the park was crowded. You could feel the crowd. But the attractions really didn't have that long of waits. And I got everything accomplished that I wanted to get accomplished. So, you know, it really wasn't awful, even on a sold out night. So if the party does end up being sold out, it's not going to be as, you know, like, it's still not going to be as busy for rides and attractions as it would be for the normal day in the park. So
here's the question, though, the $1 million question for that. Do you think you get extra candy on the last party?
Dude, they're giving out. Yes.
Do you think that's a thing? Like, I mean, I'm sure they donate. Donate that stuff like to charity or something. You don't. Yeah. Do you think you get even more on that last party? You probably do.
I do. But yes, I do think that they donate the rest of the candy. So yeah, I think that it might go to Give Kids the World or something. So, yeah, cause they do good. Halloween at Give Kids the World.
That's true.
So I wonder if it goes to Give Kids the World, but
that's cool. Yeah. So Becky is asking when they start decorating for Christmas. And if you go to the studios right now, Sunset Boulevard has the Christmas decorations up. Yay. It's been up for a week.
That's Betsy, by the way. Way to have your old man glasses on. But
what's that?
That's Betsy.
Did I not Becky. Say Betsy?
No, you said Becky. It's fine.
Becky, Betsy. What I do have my old glasses. Just give me a break. Exactly. I haven't shaved either.
Yeah, so right now the Halloween or the holiday decorations are going up for Hollywood Studios. They usually do go up. Hollywood Studios is usually the park that starts to get them first. I've noticed over the past couple of years, they go up about this time for Hollywood Studios. I don't know when they will go up for Animal Kingdom this year, because they are going to be rolling out a bunch of new stuff for Animal Kingdom. So I suspect they will probably start going up soon. They won't go up for Epcot until after probably Food and Wine is over. So probably after, like, right around that Thanksgiving time period. And then the Magic Kingdom, they won't go up until after that last Halloween party. So that's on November 1st. So I would say November 2nd, they'll start putting it, you know, November 2nd, November 3rd, somewhere around there, because they have to turn it around for the Christmas party, which is on the 8th. So,
all right, we have our last caller of the day. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, Mike. It's Alfred in New York.
What's up, hey, Alfred? We kept the show going until you called.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I have a question. I have the Flex annual pass in Disneyland, and I'm planning on going back to Disney World in December. And should I upgrade that to the Premier, or should I just buy a regular annual pass for Disney World?
Here's a question. Can you hear Ricky? Let Ricky talk.
Hello. Can you hear me, Alfred?
Hello. I hear her on the screen, but I don't hear her on the phone.
Okay. We'll fix that. But you can hear. Okay. So Ricky, go ahead and answer, because he can hear you on the screen.
All right, so that's a plus. Okay, so I will say that the option to do this pass was a much better deal about, when did I buy it? That was probably 7-8 years ago.
The way this is going to work, because we're getting feedback, so we'll just, yeah. Alfred, let me hang up on you, then she'll answer live on the stream.
Sorry,
okay, Alfred. Sounds good. Right, thank thanks. You.
All right, talk to you later, Alfred. I'll fix. I promise, guys, I'll fix that for next time. I just kind of snuck up on us. That's never happened before.
I had a feeling that nobody else could hear me.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'll try to tune you out, but I can't get you. You're
The pass was a really good deal about 7 or 8 years ago. It was not that expensive at the time. I mean, relatively speaking. And so it was a really good deal when I bought it. I actually have a pass. It's sitting over here. It was a really good deal at the time. However, now that pass is over $2,000, which is a ridiculous amount of money for that pass. I think that...
Dude, that's like you could get like 2 MacBooks Airs for that.
It's stupid ridiculous. And here's the reason why it's a ridiculous price, I think. It is not so ridiculous because of the Walt Disney World Traveler. It is ridiculous because of the Disneyland Traveler. And because the Disneyland Traveler is it's the locals park. So they're trying to keep the locals from buying that ticket because they don't, you know, they have a problem with locals.
Crowd control.
Yeah, it's for crowd control. Absolutely. So I think that the problem is it's gotten so expensive for that purpose. If you are planning on, you really have to look at the money. I mean, really, seriously, if you're going to Disneyland a lot and you go to Disney World for, you know, more than 3 or 4 days, then I think it could potentially be worth it But, you know, I think that you really, really, really have to do the math and see, okay, how many days of a park ticket am I going to need for Walt Disney World? And will that equal what I need for the $2,000 for, because I know that the passes for Disneyland are really expensive for annual pass. So I just don't, you know, they have different tiers that you can get for Disneyland annual passes. So I don't know which tier they would, you know, he'd be at, but I say that, you know, you have to do the math. Matter of fact, even I've been mentioning, you know, obviously that I'm thinking about going to Disneyland for next year. I don't think that I would buy that ticket, even though I have a Walt Disney World annual pass and will have a Walt Disney World annual pass. Monetarily, if I'm at Disneyland for 3, maybe 4 days, it's not going to equal the right amount of money to buy that pass just for $2,000. It's just not going to equal it.
So. And we just had Chris Childers on a Monday show a couple weeks back, who's a big Disney fan from SiriusXM Radio, works at ESPNU Radio. And he mentioned that he doesn't have the Premier Pass, but he has an annual pass on both coasts.
Yeah.
So I think maybe he's running into that where he doesn't maybe have the full-on AP out in Disneyland. The way I was reading it is he has a regular kind of the Platinum, kind of the basic without the water parks down at World. And then I don't think he has like the full-on. He's probably got some kind of a seasonal type thing at Disneyland, and so he works his trips around that. I think that's kind of a hack to save some money from what I was getting from what he said.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly the right hack, because it's so much money for that annual pass now. I mean, it's a ridiculous amount of money for that pass. So yeah,
stuff's expensive.
When I got it, it was way more reasonable. So yeah,
I think I figured out. Find it. It's on my phone. We trust you. We take your word. I found a wire that wasn't plugged into the mixer, so I think that might have gotten it.
Oh, that could be it.
So we'll have to do another live show here in the next couple of weeks. Try it out. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's live show. Thank you to all the great callers and everybody joining us here on the live Facebook chat. It's so great to get together on a Sunday night. It kind of builds the old community. We love talking to you. We have folks tuned in watching Epcot for getting ready for Epcot Forever. Hopefully the show goes off tonight. It's not delayed. That's happened a couple times. Folks tuned in from Joe's down while he was riding It's a Small World while he was tuned in. So we're all over the place. And folks in the UK. Malcolm was tuned in. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Next time you're headed to a Disney destination, reach out to the Magic for Less. They have great agents and they're going to help you plan that trip, take care of all the boring stuff for you, but you still get to do all the fun stuff if you like it. You know, you get your My Disney Experience account, you type in that confirmation number, you still have total control of your trip. You're just helping support the show, and you have a concierge kind of agent there doing all the dirty work for you, looking for the discounts, applying those codes, giving you these awesome reminder emails every week, like, well, here's the benchmarks. You know, it's almost time to make ADRs, almost time to make fast passes. Here are the ones to go for first, stuff like that. So it's a great service and helps keep us on the air. So we appreciate it very much. So check them out over at themagicforless.com and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Go buy something today. Well, hopefully it's something you need.
That's ominous.
I'm just
go
saying.
Go buy something today.
Amazon just gets me. Like, they want me to buy these shoes, and I don't know why they want me to buy these shoes, but they're like Skechers.
Okay.
Tony Romo like sells these on the radio all the time. They're like some kind of Skecher shoes that you slide on. They just kind of beat you into submission. I've gotten like 38 emails about these, and like they've even picked like a color I like, and I don't know how they know the colors I like. But you know what? When I buy them, I'm going to use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. So if Amazon's working you over like they do me every day in my inbox, use the link. We can all be happy. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media, Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Pod and at Be Our Guest Mike. And of course, the Facebook page where all this fun stuff happens, facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast.
Is it fun?
We have fun. I like it. All right. So we're going to get out of here. We'll be back again on the feed tomorrow with another show. And we appreciate you joining us here live on Sunday night and on the feed on a Thursday. Bonus show, 4 shows this week. So get ready for one more tomorrow.
A lot of us, man.
That's a lot. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night or Thursday, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.